Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Nun Zayin, and we're holding at the Tana Rabbanan, which is a few lines down beneath the midpoint of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Ilu ne'emar, asher takrivu la'ashem, lo te'aseh hametz. Analyzing now the iser of chimutz that we've spoken about, that is chayev on anyone, any ma'asei yechidi. So let's take a look carefully at the pasuk. Kol hamincha asher takrivu la'ashem lo ta'aseh hametz, ki chol se'or v'chol dvash lo taktiru mimenu isher la'ashem. So there's a number of very, very important diyukim in this pasuk. And this single pasuk becomes a basis for a lot of dinim and special halachas that are not even directly nogea, the sugya that we've been talking about, and chimutz. Let's take a look at some of the diyukim. First of all, when you say kol hamincha, what is the point of saying kol hamincha? What are you adding with the kol? When you say asher takrivu la'ashem, isn't by definition a mincha brought la'ashem? Might asher takrivu la'ashem mean only the part of the mincha that you're being makriv la'ashem? Or only those minachot that are in their entirety brought la'ashem, or the part of the mincha, and therefore not the other parts of the mincha? And of course we saw before that even the shirayim were not allowed to be mechamed. Then it says, chol se'or v'chol devash, is lo taktiru mimenu. Why does it say mimenu? It's just lo taktiru, not of it. Are we referring to something that part of it is brought, of sorrow dvash? All of these things we're going to be talking about now. So suppose, says the Braita, suppose it wouldn't have said kol hamincha. Suppose it would have said just asher takrivu la'ashem lo te'aseh hametz. What would your conclusion have been? Obviously, hayiti omer, that the meaning of lo te'aseh hametz is referring to dafka asher takrivu la'ashem. So, einli belo te'aseh hametz ela kometz bilvad. Only that which is being mukrav on the mizbeach, which is the only thing I could call, by any stretch of the imagination, takrivu la'ashem. How do I know that the rest of the mincha is also included in the iser before I do the kometz? Forget about the chelkam afterward. Here, I haven't done the kometz yet. Am I going to be over? Suppose I do the kometz now and I have two separate parts, but I haven't even brought the kmitza. So I don't have chelkam. Do I still have an iser in being kometz the rest of the mincha? Talmud lomar mincha asher takrivu la'ashem. Therefore, it must be coming to tell me any part of the mincha would be included. Now, this is only said in the parsha of Machavat as a continuation. But how do I know all menachot? Where would I know that from, that any mincha at all cannot be not only before, not only kmitza, not only before kmitza, but not only a minchat machavat, any part of it cannot be made chometz? Talmud omar kol hamincha asher takrivu la'ashem. That means dafka, kol hamincha. Now, why does it say, now this part we're going to see later on, that I believe that the correct way to read it is like this. Talmud omar kol hamincha asher takrivu. But again, this is not the way most people would read it. I'm reading it like this for very special reasons. So, Talmud Lomar Kolam in Chacher Takrivu. Then, from the word Lashem, that I used to tell me Ksheirav Alo Psula. Why do I say it this funny way? Because later on, the Gemara is going to ask, what do we do with the Sher Takrivu? So there's got to be some separate drasha over here. Now, even though the Kesef Mishnah answers this problem by saying that the diak over here is from hamincha instead of kol mincha, and that therefore I know that it has to be hamincha, hamincha kshera. The pashtus of the Gemara is that it comes from Lashem, and there are a number of mefarshim that agree with that approach. In which case, the correct way to read it would really be Talmud Lomar, kol hamincha, the asher takrivu is only brought in agav, and then from Lashem we're being medayik. Okay. In any event, what do we do with Lashem? Kishera velo pisula. So in other words, if there's some other psula in a mincha, you will not be over on being mechametz. Mikan amru, ha mechametz or ha machmitz et ha kishera chayav. But somebody who does a p'ula of chimutz on a mincha, which is psula, is patur. Boyrev Papa, how about if the psul was a separate psul, but it came after you were already mechametz? Boyrev Papa, suppose you first went ed v'chimtza, and then the mincha was yoytze, and then it came back inside, and you went ahead, and somebody else goes ahead now and is mechametz. Would the second one be chayev or not? Mahu, do we say given the yotzat if solala biyotze, that since it became possible biyotze anyway, so it, as we just said, not a la Hashem mincha, so v'chiyada mach mitzla alon b'chayim Allah. We were just reminded that from the pasuk of either ha mincha or from la Hashem. So you're not chayim mishum mach mitzach or mach mitz. Or do we say, look, the bottom line is, anyway the mincha was possible, because you were mechametz. Nonetheless, we have special psukim to tell me that even, by the way, again, remember, mechametz achar mechametz, as Ira pointed out yesterday, does not mean you do a new pu'ula of chimut. It means a new pu'ula of mincha b'chimut. When you do afia of a mincha that was mechumatz in the lisha, you're not doing new chimut, but you're doing a pu'ula on a mincha which is chametz. So the question is, this mincha, we know anyway, was possible because of the chimot. Nonetheless, the Torah added, lo te'afeh, despite the fact that there was already a lo te'aseh. That was the whole sugya we had yesterday, that a mechametz achar mechametz is considered to be nonetheless chayim. So in this case, perhaps, the yotzeh is meaningless. But what do we care about the yotzeh? Anyway, the mincha is possible. The yotzeh is no longer effectively passeling something, that thing was already passel, and it's no longer completely kodesh for akrova. So therefore, the yotzi lo mahaneba. The yotzi doesn't make any difference. And if you go ahead now and your mechametz again, then that's not a mincha psula, because when we use the word mincha psula vis-a-vis chimutz, we mean psula for some other reason. We don't mean psula because of chimutz, but over here was already possible mishum chimutz. So therefore, you would be mechayev Allah mishum machmitz achar machmitz. Teku. How to view that is a question. Let it stand. Boy Rav Mori, how about if you do the Hagosha and you go ahead and bring it up to the Mizbeach and your Mechametz it, Al Rosh HaMizbeach. So the question is, does it say, it did say, Kol HaMincha Sher Takrivu LaHashem. Sher Takrivu LaHashem is Mashma up until the point that you're Makrivit. Then you're going to be over. Once it was already Mincha that was Hukrav LaHashem, then there's no problem. So over here, you're already Barosh Hashem Mizbeach. Okay, you didn't complete the Haktorah. That's the question. When we say Asher Takrivu, and of course, this has a lot of certainly philosophical implications about the Lashon of Karban. It goes all the way back to the idea of Yitzchak being an Oila. Ha'aleu la'Oila. What does that mean? Is it the Ha'alah as opposed to the Ha'akrava? The Haktorah? When we say La'kriv Karban, do we mean to bring it close? That's a pu'ula of Hagosha, it's setting it on the Mizbeach, but not Haktorah. Or do we say, Dilma Mechusar Haktorah is Mechusar Ma'asedami, in terms of what it means to be Hakrava? Take it. Amazingly, this question also we leave stand. It's Machlokas Rashi Tosis over here, apparently. Whether this includes even if it was put al Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach in the fire of the Mizbeach, but wasn't yet burned. So Tosfos seems to be learning even that would be a question of halal mizbeach. We'll see. There's other questions here later on that are going to be similar.
But consuming of it is part of the avodah,
right? Yeah, not whether it's part of the avodah, but it's part of the hakrova.
Well, the hakrova is part of the avodah.
There may be two separate things. You may be makriv something, and then it's consumed. Same thing like by eating. So you put something in your mouth and you swallow it, but then it's consumed. So there's two on the mizbeach, so to speak. You have the 32 teeth of the mizbeach. That's why it's lamed beis al lamed beis, right? Similar to the pear. You're giving the mizbeach. It's called achilat mizbeach. And there's haktarat mizbeach. We saw that v'nogei pigol, a lashon of hakrova, of achila on the mizbeach, is actually mitztaref with achilas adam, because they're both a lashon of achila. Whereas if you use a lashon of haktara, then it's not mitztaref. There's different. You see clearly that there's different stages that we saw earlier in Zvachim. The hashtag continues the Gemara. Now here's why we had to change the simple understanding of the pasuk as we viewed it before. the drasha. Hashta the nafkale mikolash haminchasher takrivu. You see that Lashem is in parentheses. The reason Lashem is in parentheses is because, as I mentioned to you earlier, the Rikorkis and other of the Rishonim, Achronim, I should say, learn out that the Lashem was the basis of the earlier drasha that has to be Kshera. So we're not going to put in the word Lashem here because we already used that Lashem. But Asher Takrivu, what about the Asher Takrivu? What do we need Asher Takrivu? Because remember, Asher Takrivu runs against the meaning. I mean, there's a tension between Asher Takrivu, which is the Kteiras, the Kaimetz, versus the Kola Mincha, which is anything at all in the Mincha. And here you're saying within a few words the whole Mincha, but only the part that Asher Takrivu. Does that make sense? So why, if we're going to darshan Kol HaMincha, why are we using the word Asher Takrivu at all? So obviously the drasha earlier was not from the phrase Asher Takrivu LaHashem that it should be kosher, because otherwise it's ridiculous. We're ignoring what we just said. We said that comes to tell me Kshera V'lo P'sula. So Lomali. Ah, that mi boy Leila Kidatanya. Asher Takrivu L'Rabot Minchat Nesachim L'Chimutz. Now, the point over here is that these, we have a certain minachot that we understand are sort of a stretch to really call them a mincha. In the normal sense. A mincha means something that is eaten, not that it's brought entirely on the mizbeach. I mean, yes, it's true that a kohen, we don't do a separation, but the essence of a minchas nedava is that we talk about it in terms of its achila, in terms of its shiraim, and they're all included in this long parsha menachot that describes the mafei tanur, whether it's rach, or whether it's more chalot, or talks about the chavitin, or the marchesh, the chavitin, or machavat, or marcheshet, or mixtures of the same. But these things are mentioned in a whole different parsha. It's the Nesachin, and the Chadisachin. We didn't even talk about it in Vayikra terms. And then, of course, you've got other issues that, by a stretch, yeah, we got used to the idea already we're going to call the Lechem HaPonim and Mincha. But, you know, I mean, it's not Mincha in the normal sense. It's like we take out of it something that's not part of it. We don't mix it with the Levina. And then we have, of course, the Shtei HaLechem, also sort of a stretch. It's part of the Kvasim. We're not really taking anything out of the Mincha, but the Keves is Mata the Mincha, so we look at it sort of as the equivalent of the Kemetz being Mata the Mincha. I mean, these are things that don't immediately strike us as being part of the Parsha of Minachot. So when it says, Lo Te'aseh Chametz, I need a ribui to tell me, even in Minchat Nesachim, that you're going to bring on the Mizbeach entirely after you bring the Korban, that too is considered to be Kol HaMincha, and that's Asher Takrivu LaHashem. And therefore, you cannot be Mechametz in Minchat Nesachim. Div Rabbi Yossi Aglieli. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, that's not true. It's not coming for that. It's coming to tell me that the Lechem HaPonim, you cannot be Mechametz. Now, first of all, when you say the Minchat Nesachim, that the Torah means Lo Te'aseh Chametz on the Minchat Nesachim, what would that mean? How could you make a Minchat Nesachim Chametz? The way to make a Minchat Nesachim is with oil and flour. Now, albeit by all other menachot, we assumed that even though the Torah discusses oil and flour and never mentions water, but that's because we understand that the only way to make a proper mincha with a small amount of oil that you can bring, which is a lug per yisaron, you're going to have to add water. Otherwise, you're not going to have something that's really bakeable as a proper mincha. But when it comes to minchat nesachim, but you've got three times as much oil for the yisaron when you're bringing a keves. I mean, it makes sense to leave it the way the Torah says. Mix the oil and the flour, and just, that, I mean, with that amount of oil, that's fine. Maybe, but you can't make chametz out of it, because it's made peirot.
Maybe the reason why you know you have to add water to the regular is because it says, can't become chametz.
Here's some of them. So much fun. I'm so happy you started coming. Okay, let's take a look at the sugya and see. But if you've got enough oil, then why would I say that you could be Bechlo Mechametz? How would you be Mechametz? It's Me Perotim. And I thought meperot are not mechametz, at least in this fashion. Remember, we talked earlier, Tosfos says pshat, about whether they really, we talked about it in terms of chametz nuksha, right? Different levels of what we mean by chimutz. But certainly meperot are not going to be mechametz on the level to be mechayev yom mitam chimutz. Omar Reish Lakish, it's because, look, I could ask you straight out. I mean, what kind of silly question is that? Not to be mechametz means not to be mechametz. If you need water to be mechametz, it means don't add water to be mechametz. That would be good for the pshat. Unless you hold that the addition of water would possibly. So in other words, I said we should hold on a minute. In other words, what's the havim, you know? If I take sourdough from my home, I'm coming along now and I'm making it chametz. You said, if I put a little sourdough on it and I mechametz it, that's the yisur of chimutz. If I moved it, we had yesterday, Rabba Bar Bachana, the comparison to Shabbat and so on. I mean, why not say, what do you mean? But the Torah didn't say to bring sourdough. It's the same kind of question. The Torah didn't say to bring water. But I did, and I messed it up. So it must be because we hold, at this point, that bringing water would indeed have possibled it. That if the Torah changes the proportions to such an extent that it makes it achievable as a mincha without water, then that must be the reason. It's telling us to leave out the water. In which case, when Reish Lakish says that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili didn't say you should be megabel a minchat nesachim, what he said was minchat nesachim megabla b'mayim uchshera, but not that that's the makor of how to do it. Then he is saying you cannot come to the conclusion that it's only made out of oil. That's the point. If it's not only made out of oil, so now I understand that it has to only be made out of oil. So now I understand, okay, in the case, therefore, where lo te'aseh chametz, that would mean that it doesn't hurt the mincha, and it's not a mincha psula. That indeed may be as Ira is suggesting. Since I know I can only do it in that way, so memela, it wouldn't possible it. I don't know if you need to take it that far, but it's clear, says Reish Lakish, that's what he holds. There's no pagam of adding water to a mincha. You can't create a pagam just because you would have made it some other way with oil. All right. Now, the problem is, okay, that's as far as Rabbi Yossi Galili is concerned, but the problem is, the lechem afanim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, how in the world could there be an iser of being machmitz to lechem afanim if the lechem afanim was a midat yavesh? They didn't use the standard bisa for making the lechem afanim. Now we're going to discuss this in a moment. Certainly, there's no reason why we should assume that they didn't use the bisa. And we're going to go there in a few minutes. But the Gemara is making the assumption that since we're talking about an isorain, and an isorain we put the dry flour of solet into an isorain, we know that Rabbi Akiva happens to hold that the measurements, the midot hayavesh, of which the isorain was one, actually were not a kli sharet. And if they're not a kli sharet, then how could you become chayev on being machmitz a mincha that is not yet kodesh b'kedushat aguf? It would only become kodesh after you put it on the shulchan, according to this. So how do you explain this? Says the Gemara, how do I know that? We're going to see later on how we're medayik this beautifully from the Pesuk. First, let's take a look at what we're going to have to do if this is true. It should say Shalach Ravim. Shalach Ravim, Mishmei, the Rabbi Yochanan. Look, you got it straight, except that it's mirrored. Kachi Yatza'a Shal Mishnah. It's true that we have a mandiyomar that says it's coming to be marbe minchat nesachim for chimutz. Another mandiyomar says it's coming to be marbe the lechem aponim for chimutz. But you mirrored the shitot. The apel, you say is, asher takrivu zorabot lechem aponim lechimutz divir Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. And you should say Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds zorabot minchat nesachim lechimutz. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, who said this, is going l'shitato, because it was he who originally made the analysis that the shita of Rabbi Akiva joins up with the shita of Midas Hayavish Lonit Kadashu, and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili joins up with the opposite approach, as we're going to see right now. Also Rabbi Yochanan l'taymi. Because Rabbi Yochanan once made a general comment, and he said you should know that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili agrees with one of the Talmidim in the Beit HaMidrash of Rabbi Yishmael, and that was, you know what I'm talking about? Umano, I'm talking about Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi HaGlili v'achad mitalmid Rabbi Yishmael amru davar achad, referring to Rabbi Yossi. What am I talking about, the Tanya? When it says in the Torah to be, it says that it was, they finished building the Beit HaMikdash, and then, Vayi b'yom kalot Moshe lakim et ha-mishkan, at the very end it says, Vayi kadesh oto et kol kelav v'mizbeach et kol kelav, Vayim shachem Vayi kadesh otam. Now, what is the otam? What does Vayim shachem mean? Which exactly kelim is it adding? So Rabbi Yoshia Omer, this means midat halach was nimshach bein mi bifnim bein mi bachutz. So something that would be used, let us say, to be mekadesh blood or oil, those things were mekudash both on the inside and in the outside. By the way, there is a machloket achronim as to whether this means literally nimshachu. In other words, you needed to actually get the oil of the Shemana Mishka inside and outside? Why? I mean, you don't have to cover the entire kli inside and outside. So the Brisker Rav understands this entire meaning is not the physical Mashiach, but the intent of the Mashiach. Was the Mashiach to be Mekadesh Pnim, or was it to be Mekadesh Chutz as well?
She?
Yeah, no, what do you mean she? The issue would be, since when you're pouring liquids, very often you have a little bit of liquid that'll hit the edge and come down the side. Let's say you're pouring out oil into this kli, out of which you're going to be using the oil for the mincha. Okay, so we want the outside of the kli also to be mekudash, to be mekadesh the oil. Otherwise, it would only be mekadesh bifnim. Same thing with the dam. This way it would be avadin, maybe, of kiddush bekli. Let's assume. And memela, the question is, if I'm dealing with yavesh, I mean, yavesh, if it's not in the kli, it's not going to be mekudash with the kli at all. But a liquid is attracted to the edge of the kli. So because of that, maybe that would be mekadesh the liquid at the outside of the kli. So maybe they were mekadesh the outside of the kli as well. Okay, there are some achronim who learn that it could be, and it's interesting, the Chazon Ish, it makes a lot of sense, that it could be that since the mode of kiddush is entirely different, if it's inside, because then if it's inside, then it's the pnima kli that's mekadesh. If it's outside, then it's negiya in the kli, not yeshiva in the kli. Then for all intents and purposes, this is two completely different type of kli. In which case, you really would have to be moshech two different parts, the pnim and the chutz. This is nogea also in chagiga, where the question is toch mekadesh, in which lagabi dinim of tuma, we view insides and outsides and different parts as being separated in a kli. Right, so we even have the Beit HaTzvita of a kli being viewed as a separate kli. Is that a Rabbanan fiction, because there was Nogea Malot? Or is it really a din in the way in which we can envision the concept of the Kiddush HaKli? Okay. In any event, whatever it means, whether it means physically to be Moshech, whether it means to have the intent in the Mashiach, according to the Tanakhama, the din is, according to Rabbi Yoshia, the din is that a midat halach is kodesh on all levels, and a midat hayavesh is only nimshach bibifnim, but it is not nimshach mibachutz. So the kelim of the mizbeach that are mentioned there, that's what it's talking about. Vayikadesh et ha-mizbeach, et ha-mizbeach vet kol kilav. The klei ha-mizbeach are klei lach, that's blood. We don't know how he knows this yet. Rabbi Yonatan, who was a different Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael, does not agree in this case with Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, because what he says is that midat halach was nimshach mibifnim and not bachutz, but midat yavesh was not mekudash at all and remained a chulin kli. And therefore, what Rabbi Yochanan is doing is matching up Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Yonatan, and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili with Rabbi Yoshi. Now later on the Gemara is going to ask, why doesn't he openly say that he's matching up Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Yonatan, who was another Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael? Why does he do it in such a strange way as to only mention the match of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili to Rabbi Yoshi, out of which we come to the conclusion that this is Rabbi Yochanan Lataimi? He could have said it openly. Okay, that we'll see in a moment. But in any event, we now have a complete matchup between these two shitot, and this way, Rabbi Yochanan works out great. Now, how do we know? Teidalecha. How do we know that the Kli Midat Yavesh was not Mekadesh at all, take a look. Look at the Shtei Alechem. What does it say over here? Bring a Lechem Tenufa Shtayim, Shnei Esronim, Solet Tihyena, Chametz Teafena, Bikurim Lashem. At what point did it become Bikurim Lashem? Remember, this is a reference to Shtei Alechem. At what point did it become Bikurim Lashem? Teafena. So only the Afia is what makes them Bikurim Lasha. Mashma, that before Afia, they didn't have a din of Kedusha Lasha. So there's no Kedusha Taguf. Why? Didn't we measure the Isaron in the Isaron of the Beit HaMikdash? So why was it not Mekadesh then? Must be because the Isaron is not Mekadesh. In which case, it is not part of the Meshicha. Only the Klei HaMizbeach, which were Klei Lach, were part of the Meshicha. That's my dear. So, Ematai Ela Hashem, Li'achar Shene'efu. So, I mean, obviously, Rabbi Yonatan is going to have to learn that the meaning, Rabbi Yoshi is going to have to learn that the meaning of Le'ematai Ela Hashem is not true. Because the Li'achar Shene'efu, when we say Bikurim Ela Hashem, we're going back on the entire pasuk. This that I just described to you, which Chametz Teafena, and so on, those were the Bikurim Lashem. Not that at this point they become Bikurim Lashem. But by Kamifnes, what's the Mekor of the Machloket? The Mekor of the Machloket is, if you take a look at that Posek, when it says, Vayi B'yom Kalot Moshe, that they were Mimshach et Kol Kelav, it says, Vayimshachem Vayekadesh Otam. Now, you only need to say, Vayimshachem Vayikacham, correct? If you say Vayikadesh Otam, you are stressing particular ones as opposed to other ones. These and not others. What is the meaning of these and not others? So Rabbi Yoshia says, these Savar Otam Lemeutei Midat Yavesh Pachutz. So that not all of the above is Kadesh, because the Midat HaYavesh externally wasn't Kadesh, but the Midat HaLach are Kadesh internally and externally. Rabbi Yonatan says, no, the Midat HaYavesh was not Mekudash at all. And by the way, you'll notice that the way that the Chazon Ish is learning, this makes a great deal of sense, because Otam is a reference to which Kalim, not which parts of Kalim. So in other words, if we're learning that the inside and the outside are viewed as two different modalities of Kiddush, for all intents and purposes, there's a different Kli. But if you say, whoever heard of such a thing, then there's no way to make that kind of distinction. It says Otam, either the Kli is Kodesh, or it's not Kodesh. Why is it Kodesh inside and not outside? Because that's the only way you can make it Kodesh, Bibifnim, for its standard usage. We're not being Mekadesh, a new type of Kli, which is Mekadesh Bibachutz. See how beautifully it works out. It ends up being a Machloket in how to envision the Kalim. So then on the contrary, it would be specifically not like the Briskerot, the whole Sugya, if this is correct. Okay, in any event, that's the Machloket. So Otam is L'me'ute Midat Yavesh Bachurutz, Rabbi Yonatan Sarev, Midat Yavesh are not even Kodesh at all, they're whole. For that, I don't need a pasuk. So what do I need the pasuk for? Yitzrich L'me'ute Midat Slach Mibachutz. Okay, so now the Shitot add up. Lema, Nami. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan, who's matching up the Shitot, why doesn't he match up Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Yonatan in the same way that he matched up the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili with Rabbi Yoshia? I mean, because that's what we're doing anyway in the Sugi here, right? So why didn't he just say it openly? So Lema Nami Rabbi Akiva V'Yachad Mitalmidei Rabbi Yishmael Amru Devar Achad in reference to Rabbi Yonatan. No, that's something else. That's because they don't really hold the same thing. They hold the same thing about Midat Yavesh, but they don't hold the same thing about Midat Halach. Because Rabbi Yonatan holds that the Midat Halach is only Kadosh Bibifnim. We're going to see later that Rabbi Akiva holds the Midat Halach is Mekudash Mibachut. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to say that they hold the same thing because he would mix people up. But we, who are discussing Lagabi this issue, where it's irrelevant whether the Midat Halach or Kadosh Bibifnim or Bachut, we're only interested in whether the Midat Hayavesh was Mekudash. Fine, Lagabi that. He's certainly going to be matched up with Rabbi Yonatan. So now the way that Rabbi Yochanan inverted the Breita is perfect. Rabbi Akiva matches his shita that midat yavesh lo nitkadashu, and Rabbi Yossi Haglili matches his shita. Omele Rav Papa La Abaye, I want to get back to what you said. What was the problem exactly that the lechem aponim doesn't make sense to say that there would be an iser chimut because you use the yisaron and the yisaron is a midas yavesh? I don't get it. But you had to turn it into bread. It's lechem. It's not solet. How did you turn it into bread if you didn't put it into the bisa? And if you put it into the bisa, which is the usual kli that they use to mix with, the bisa was mekudesh. So who cares about the isaron? The ika bisa. The bisa is a kli halach. It's used for putting water into the dough. Omar Leia, who said he used the bisa? Maybe he made the lechem aponim. Al gabe katablia, you can take a piece of flat skin of an animal and do the leash over there. You don't have to go to a bisa. I understand. What do you mean? I mean, so then you could say the same thing about the whole raya. The whole raya didn't make any sense. You're bringing a raya. Rabbi Yonatan brings a raya. You see, I'm going to prove it to you. It's not Makadesh. The Yisorin is not Makadesh because it only becomes Bikurim Lashem after Afia. So I'll tell you, okay, you know what? He brought his Yisorin from home. Same thing you told me over here. You know what? He used the bisa. He used a tablecloth. I'll say, you know what? He brought his wife's baking Yisorin. Embezzled in his wife's baking Yisorin. He didn't want to wait in line to get the Yisorin in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, it's just as ridiculous, isn't it? You're telling me I don't have to keep to the normal context. So then I can say the same thing about the pasuk that says, Bikurim Lashem Dafke after Afia. The Torah is not b'chayiv you to use the Yisorin. That's all. Says the Gemara, oh, come on, man. There's no comparison. Let's just see that inside. I understand. What's the proof? Why can't he say Kigonda Kaila Bisaron Dechol? He measured it in his wife's baking Yisaron. Ah, he says, what kind of crazy question is that? Bishlam Abisa. Show me anywhere in the Torah it says anything about Abisa. Did you ever hear of Abisa before? That's just the way that it's done. There's certainly no mention of its being preferred, that the way to do things is to use the bisa that's in the Azara. I didn't know what a bisa is until you told me. So the lokata rachmana delavi bisa lemelash bay, Torah never said anything about preferring a bisa. So therefore, I have no problem in using a tablecloth. I'll take a katablia. Let lamba, nobody's going to complain about that. But what are you going to tell me? The Yisaron. The Torah says Yisaron Sola to make an Yisaron for Sola. So what? If the Torah says make it, you're telling me that the Pusik is a reference to where a guy insisted on bringing his wife's baking Yisaron. It's crazy. Of course not. So we're going to say Ovid Yisaron V'chayobe. That's what the Torah says. So this guy that the Pusik is referring to was Shavak Yisaron de Kadesh. He ignored that Yisaron. And therefore it became Bikurim Lashem as the norm only after Chametz Teafena. Ah, it's a little ridiculous, isn't it? Tana Rabbana. Richie, watch out! Oh no! Tana Rabbana. Minayin Lamale Mibisara Chatat. Now we finally get to that end of the pasuk. We said, Mimenu Lahashem. And it didn't make sense in mimenu in terms of only a part of it. I mean, lo taktiru kol tzor v'chol dvash. That's all that it's saying. You put any tzor dvash on the mizbeach, you're going to be over, right? So what do you mean mimenu? It sounds like you're saying there is a korban which is tzor and dvash, and don't take that korban. But the fact is, I mean, that's true, but that's only mentioned afterwards, and it isn't put on the mizbeach, and that's the bikurim, which is sa'or in terms of the lechem of the shtei alechem, and which is dvash in terms of the literal bikurim. But in Achinami, it doesn't go on the mizbeach. So what is the meaning of mimenu? And this we had back in Zvachim, that from mimenu we learn a whole new iser. And that is minayin lema'aleh, mipsar chatat. Now we're going to have a whole list of things which are meant to be eaten either by the koyanim or by the baalim, but they're not meant to be the part that's put on the mizbeach. So let's say you bring a korban chatas, the imurim go on the mizbeach, the basar is eaten by the kayanim. Same thing is true about the asham. So you take the basar chatat, you take the basar hasham, or you take the basar of kodesh hakadoshi, which of course is a reference to zivchei shalmei tzibur, or you take the basar of kachim kalim, which were supposed to be eaten by the owners. Or you have the motar haomer, where when we say motar, we mean leftover from the kometz. Or mi motar shtei alechem, when we say motar ba shtei alechem, there is no motar of the shtei alechem, obviously, because there is no kometz, since it's made out of kometz. So therefore, it should say mi motar haomer umi shtei alechem. The only way to make motar shtei alechem make any sense is to say it's a reference to the Gifsei Atzeret, that then leave over the Shtei Alechem, which is a big, big stretch. So it makes more sense to leave out the word motar. Umi motara omer, umi Shtei Alechem, umi lechem apanim, umi shiarea minachot, after you brought the kemetz. How do I know that if you put any of that up on the Mizbeach, you're going to be over on a lota ase? Talmud lomar, ki chol se'or, v'chol tevash, and lotaktiru, together with anything that was mimenu ishala Hashem. So wherever you have a korban in which part of it was put on the mizbeach, the rest of it cannot be put on the mizbeach. Kol shehu mimenu leishim, wherever a korban was brought on the mizbeach in part, lo taktiru, you're not allowed to put it up, is ishala Hashem. I'm sorry, but the shtei alechem and alechem aponim. How do you say you said mimenu? Where's the mimenu? Shtei alechem and alechem aponim don't have a mimenu. V'atanya yotzu shtei alechem v'alechem aponim she'ein behem. This is a reference to the din of hagosha. Are you magish to the mizbeach the shtei alechem and alechem aponim? No. Why? Because they don't have a part that goes on the Mizbeach. So why would I be magish them to the Mizbeach? Hagashah, as we'll see later, is part of what you do with the standard mincha that is an adova. But these things are not put on the Mizbeach at all. So, I mean, if anything, we're mechalik between the Lechem HaPonim and the Shtei Alechem, that they're not considered to be mimenu le'ishim. So how the heck did you write mimenu le'ishim as an iser on the Lechem HaPonim and the Shtei Alechem? Omrev Sheshet, now all that means is that ein mi gufo le'ishim, but it doesn't mean that they're not called mimenu le'ishim vis-a-vis this halacha, where over here they are actually part of a system, so that you have the, when it comes to the Shtei Alechem, you have the Kifsei Atzeret, and we have the Lechem Aponim, you have the Levona that is in the Bezichin. That is also called mimenu, because it's mimenu of the system. But it's not called that you're going to put the thing that you're bringing up to present it in Mizbeah. Why am I presenting it if I'm not going to be bringing it? So it doesn't make any sense to say that there would be the hagasha of the thing which doesn't have its own goof brought on the Mizbeah. Fine. Itman. Hamale mikulam agabe hakevesh. What would be the din if one of the above things you said, don't put it on the Mizbeah. Suppose I didn't put it on the Mizbeah. Suppose I put it on the Kevesh going up to the Mizbeah. Would that be the equivalent of bringing it to the Mizbeach or not? There's a machloket rishonim as to whether this means I maktir it on the Kevesh, cases that we had before, that the Kevesh is kosher laktara, or as the Rabbeinu Gershav learns, just putting it on the Kevesh, because the issur of here is just putting it on the Mizbeach, and the Kevesh has dinim of the Mizbeach. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chayav, Rabbi Elazar Batur. What's the basis? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chayav, it's a braita. The braita says, Korban reshit takrivu otam lahashem. This se'or and dvash shall be brought as a first korban, meaning a korban of bikurim. If it's dvash, what does dvash mean? Sugar, fruit sugar. So dvash over here is a reference to fructose. And that's the standard reference to dvash in the Torah. So that should be brought as what? A korban reishis. That means bikurim. Se'or. Where is se'or brought as a korban? Shtei alechem. It too is a reishis. Both of them relate to Shavuos. But el ha-mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichayach. So the Braita said, okay, say Mizbeach. Maybe that means Dafka Mizbeach. Ein li ela Mizbeach. How do I know that the Kevesh is included in the Isser over here? From the words Ve'el HaMizbeach Lo Ya'alu. That means even to that which is the gateway to the Mizbeach, which is the Kevesh. And of course, this is the Pasuk that continues directly from Lo Taktiru Mimenu Ishel HaShem Korban Reishis Takrivu Atam Ve'el HaMizbeach Lo Ya'alu. So you see that the Isser of Mimenu LaShem is an Isser to be put on the Kevesh, because the Mimenu is linked to the Kol Sor v'Kol Devash. Kol Sor, Kol Devash, Mimenu, three different Isurim that shall not be put on the Mizbeah. And now we're being marvet, the Kevesh is the Mizbeah. Where's Rebbe Lozor Mer Patur? My time. The Omar Kroh, look, if you look at the original Pasuk, it says Sor Udvash. And that is the only thing we're referring to, because it says, Korban Reshit Takrivu Otam. Now that Otam is not including Mimenu, obviously. Because we never use a Mimenu as a Korban Reshit. We only use the Seor and Dvash as a Korban Reshit in the Bikurim and in the Shtei Alechem. So Dafka Otam, which is the Shtei Alechem from the Seor and the Bikurim that are Min HaDvash, Otam shall not be brought elamizbeach lo yalu, meaning even up to the kevesh. So dafko tamu de rabbi locha kevesh kemizbeach. Avo mile achrino lo. You cannot include anything else that would have been included in the mimenu, such as the besara chatat, the besara sham, besar kivseat seret, besar shlomim, the shiori minachos, any of the things that we had in the list. They're not included in the Otam. So although they are usher to bring the Mizbeah, but the Ribuy of Ve'el HaMizbeah is not referring to them. It's referring back to the word Otam. Wait, so...
On the Kevesh,
What?
You put it on the Kevesh, and what happens to it on the Kevesh? There's no fire there.
What do you mean there's no fire? Why can't you make a fire? We mentioned that's a machlokas between the Rishonim. The Rabbi Gershon holds it's considered to be a krova on the Mizbeach when it's put on the Kevesh. But anyway, you should never have a problem like that. Because after all, what happens is those aliens aim a laser on it and pff, it goes up in a marvelous puff of smoke.
Fire from heaven.
Little did they know that the fire from heaven was an alien laser beam.
Alien fire was a
sword. Oh, that's why it says Ish Zara.
Oh.
Very good. We're getting there. Now, let me ask you something. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that all of them are included on the Kevesh, doesn't it say Otam? I mean, how does he ignore Otam? Otam is clearly a reference to the things that are going to be used for the Korban Reshis. And that's only the Bikurim and the Shtei Alechem. So what does he do with the word Otam? Otam Mayavidlei. Ah, that's a different thing, says Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody knows that. That's a Braita. Yoch, oye yachid mitnadev umevi kayotzei banedava. You might think that a yachid could come along and say, I wish to bring a mincha like the Shtei Halechem to the Mizbeah. You might think he could do such a thing and we would apply to it the halacha of Motza Sifatecha Tishmor V'asita Kasher Nadarta. That's you might think. Oh no. Talmud Lomar Korban Reshit Takrivu the Otam Takrivu the Etzibor. Etzibor Lashon Rabim Amar Tilchav Lo Yachid. Okay, fine, it's Tzibor. So let's say, Yocholo Yehe Yachid Mevi. I can understand that a Yochid cannot make a Nedova of a Korban that he is never empowered to bring. But a Tzibor that is empowered, and not only empowered, but is Mitzuvah to bring this Korban once a year, perhaps they could be no Dave such a Korban at other times, the same way that they could be no Dave Kayetz and Mizbeach a Korban Oila. So there I would say, Yocholoye Yachid Mevi, She'ino Mevi Chovato Kayotse Ba. Aval, Yeit Tzibur Mevi. If a Tzibur wishes to bring in a Dova, Evashtei Alechem, let them. Since after all, they do bring an equivalent carbon as a Chova, She'mevi Chovato Kayotse Ba. Talmud Lomar, Otam. Only the ones that are being mentioned here may be brought under any circumstances. I'm telling you what you can bring. Shtei alechem from the sor on atzeret. Bikurim, you can bring min advash. But you cannot be nodev a other carbon similar to a shtei alechem or similar to a bikurim. Tana Rabba. Ilu ne'amara shetakrivu la'Hashem lo ta'aseh hametz. Fine. I would have thought this is only below ta'aseh hametz ala kometz, which is shetakrivu la'Hashem. How do I know the rest of the mincha? Talmud lomar mincha. How do I know shar minachot? Talmud lomar kol mincha. Asher takrivu la'Hashem. I do it again. Kol mincha. Question asher takrivu la'Hashem, whether asher takrivu should be mentioned with the kol mincha. But with the Lashem, that depends on whether we learn it like the Kesemisha or like the Rikurkus. But anyway, so Lashem is Davka Vitzkshera, Velopsula. Or Hamincha is Davka Ksher Velopsula, depending which approach we take. Mikan Amru, Hamachmitz Takshera is Chayev Vitapsula is Potter. Boy Rav Papa, how about if Chimtza V'yotzas? And then Chosav Chimtza, Ma. Do we say, give the Yotzas Ifsula B'yotze? So it really doesn't matter if other machmitzla. So you're lo mechayevala, or do because of machmitzach machmitz, or do we say gil makivin dechimtza posel? So the yotze was lo maniba anyway. V'chiyada machmitzla mechayevala mishum machmitzach machmitz. Take it. Boy Rev Mori, how about if chimtza parosh Hashem is beach, which is after the hagosh and everything? So is that called asher takrivu? You already did the hakrava. Or is it Mechusar HaKtorah? Mechusar HaKtorah maybe is Mechusar HaKrova too. So Mechusar Ma'aseh Dami. Take it. Hashtid Nafkai Mikol HaMincha Asher Takrivu. So again, Hashtid Nafkai Mikol HaMincha Asher Takrivu as opposed to the Lashem, if we learn like the Rikurkis, which we take out. So then Asher Takrivu wasn't needed. Asher Takrivu Lamali Miboyle Lekir Etanya. Asher takrivo is marba even a minchas esochem lechimutz. If Rabbi Yosef Lili, Rabbi Akiva says marba even the lechem aponim lechimutz with a lav that you'd be chayiv on a lav in the sochem. How is it possible in machamis esochem if you can't even add water to it and it's only meperot? Meperot in machmitzin omrei shlokish because indeed Omer Hayyav Rabbi Yosef Lili. There's nothing wrong with being megabel minchas nesachim b'mayim, and it would still be kshera. And the lechem aponim Rabbi Akiva holds is included. The lechem aponim is a midat yavesh. V'shamina leRabbi Akiva domer midat yavesh lo nitkadasha. Shalach Ravin mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is kach yatzah shal Mishnah, but you mirrored the Mishnah. Epoch. It should say like this. Shetak rivu. Is the rabot lechem apanim lechimutz divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that the isaron was mekudash. Rabbi Akiva says you can't be marba lechem apanim because the lechem apanim don't necessarily have to be mekudash because in the isaron they were mekudash and you don't need to use the bisa as we'll see later on. So how can you read a pasuk as saying of necessity, you'll be over on the lechem aponim? Who says that the lechem aponim was mekudash to be over on anyway? So that doesn't make sense. Therefore, must be l'rabot minchat desachim lechimut. That's how to read it, as I'm saying it, backwards. And this is Rabbi Yochanan Taimid. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi HaGalili and one of the Talmidei Rabbi Yishmael agree. They both said exactly the same thing. I'm referring to Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya. Vayim shachim v'kadesh otam. Rabbi Yosi says what this means is that the midat alach within shachbeim mibifnim mebachutz, whereas the otam is b'mayet the midat ayavesh mibachutz. It was only nimshach mibifnim ve'in nimshach mibachutz. Rabbi Yonatan omer midat alach was only nimshach mibifnim ve'in nimshach mibachutz, whereas the midat ayavesh bechalal wasn't nimshach kolikar. Teid alacha that the midat ayavesh says Rabbi Yonatan is not mekadesh. And only then be Kurim Lashem. So imatayin Lashem, Only the Akashanafu. Why? What about the Isaron that was Makadish them? Apparently it wasn't Makadish them. Until you got into the Tanur. And the Tanur was Makadish them. So B'maika Miflege, in how to understand the Otam. Rabbi Yoshia Savar Otam is L'mu'ute Midat Yavesh Bachutz. And Rabbi Yonatan Savar Midat Yavesh is Bechlalakli Chol. Lo Yitzrich Krola Mu'ute. Ki Yitzrich Krola Mu'ute Midat Lach Mi Bachutz. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say Ne'limanami Rabbi Akiva V'yachad Mitalmidei Rabbi Yishmol Amr Dovar Achad, referring to Rabbi Yonatan, the same way he said Rabbi Yosef Glili Ne'achad Mitalmidei Rabbi Yishmol, referring to Rabbi Yosha. He couldn't say that. Because they don't really say exactly the same thing when it comes to the Midat HaLach. Because like, leave it to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to see later on the Midat HaLach was Kadosh Bein Mi Bifnim, Bein Mi Bachutz. Omalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, what about the Bisa of the Lechem HaPanim? That's Lach. Omalei, even Bisa is not a necessity. Maybe it was Lach HaGabi Katablia. So you could say the same thing about the Rai of Rabbi Yonatan. The Omalei Rabbi Yonatan, why did he just say, "Kigon the kaila b'isar on the chol"? Ach, achi hashta. Bishlava b'isa lo katarach one lavid b'isa lebelush be. So who cares? If you want to be lasha gabe katablia, what do we care? Let lamba. But the isar on the Torah said to make an isar on the kaila be. So what? He dafka left behind the isar of kadesh, assuming it exists, and he used his wife's isar. Must be any sort of Kaddish doesn't exist as a Klisharetz. Tan Rabban, Minayin Lamala Mipsar Chatat Mipsar Hasham, Umipsar Kotshi Kadoshim, Umikotshim Kalim, Umimotara Omer, Umishtei Alechem Mimelechem Aponim, Umishiyarei Benachot Shehu Belo Taseh, Tambud Lamar, Ki Chol Soor V'chol Devash, Lo Taktiru Mimenu Yishel Hashem. Kol Shehu Mimenu Leishim, Lo taktiru, harev about taktiru. But the shtel lechem lechem aponim. Where's there mimenu liyishim? V'atanya yatsu shtel lechem lechem aponim for hagosha she'ein lehem liyishim. Omer Shesh, that's talking about in migufam liyishim. Idma hamalem mikulam agabei hakevesh. Rabbi Yochanan mer chayav. Rabbi Elazar mer patur. Rabbi Yochanan mer chayav. The Tanya mizbeach. Ein liyala mizbeach. How do we know mizkevesh too? Minayin tam lomar ve'el ha-mizbeach lo yalu. El includes the kevesh. Rebbe Elazar says, no, that's only referring to sorvet vash. Because, look, it says, sorvet vash, then that's korban reshit takrivo otam. Obviously not the mimenu. So otam ve'el ha-mizbeach. So otam with the rabbi lecha el ha-mizbeach that the kevesh is k'mizbeach. Avo miriach rinu lo? Rebbe Yochanan hai otam my avid lei? And that would be called a serious nidava. Okay, that makes sense. A loya yachid mevi because eno mevi chavatoke yotzeba. Ava yetzibur mevi a nedava v'shte alecha. Since after all mevi chavatoke yotzeba. Tamu lomar otam. Ma yishlecha lavi only what I'm telling you, otam. Shte alecha minasa. Or ubikurim minas vash.